pornography, the devil's lettuce, the devil's ganja, the thing that you should never touch and never go near because it'll make you grow hair on your hands and make you lose your marbles. I'm joined here by Fruity.
Weed or porn? Devil's lettuce.
Both the same thing. I've never injected weed into my veins, and I would. No, that's I. Fruity, there was a time in my life when I would proclaim that I was addicted to pornography.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about. I think we've been. We're going to talk about Craig. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you were stunned.
I was gasping. Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about Cray and his porn addiction that he has.
Yeah.
And we're just going to just get into it, really.
Yeah, so I guess, do you want to read out the definition of addiction so the audience knows?
Okay,
like,
I can do that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
addiction,
yeah, you do that, yeah.
Happens when someone compulsively engages in behavior such as drug taking, gambling, drinking, gaming, or porn, I suppose. In this one, even when bad side effects kick in, people feel like they're losing control. People who have addictions usually can't stop doing the thing they're addicted to without help and support.
That's a great definition, let me tell you.
How do we start this, man?
I guess we'll start from the beginning. I think a lot of young men, especially single young men, but I think still men in relationships and women in relationships still watch copious amounts of pornography. It's the most common type of entertainment, I guess you could call it, on the internet. It's absolutely everywhere, free, or you can pay for it. You know, you see ads for it everywhere.
If you've ever watched porn, please write in the comments just the number one and we'll know what you're talking about.
We'll go, oh yeah, that guy loves it. But for me, you know, for me, I don't know how many other people can relate to this, but man, I was first introduced to porn when I was like 14, 13, something like that, very young. You know, it's like all your little buddy friends are like looking for it, going after it and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like the old magazine meme, you know. And then as that evolves...
Can I ask a question about a young creator? Did you like... Just asking, did you hide it? Like, did you hide, like, did you go incognito mode and stuff like that? Or was that not available to you at the time?
Hey, that's crazy technology, Fruity, you know? That's advanced. No, I just risk it and then try to delete history, you know what I mean?
You didn't share a computer with your family, did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I think it starts off innocent enough for most boys. You know, you're just curious and stuff like that. And you just want to have a little sneaky peek. And you might buy, like, you know, like old zoo magazines and stuff like that with chicks in, like, bikinis and stuff. But it wasn't until I became single, and I think I was, like, 25, after a seven-year relationship, that I would say that I became... addicted to pornography.
So this was last year, I guess, for more context? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Other than that, it's been quite, you know, I'd watch it here and there and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, I think that need for the most part is fulfilled. But it wasn't until I became single that it became a problem. Yeah.
How much were you watching in like the worst week?
Every single day. Sometimes twice, sometimes three times, most of the time just once, you know, but it was more for me, the feeling, that it was just something that I would do almost, you know, it was just as if I felt when I was out and about or doing anything, I would sometimes feel the need to watch porn or something like that. And it really does play on your mind a lot. It really does kick in. And I think the best thing of that definition about addiction is the part about losing control where you say to yourself, oh, you don't have to watch it or you don't even want to, but you always end up doing it, you know? It's like there would be nights where I'd be like, it'd be like 12:30, you know, at night. And it's like, I just have to do it, you know? It's just, I'm doing it, you know? It's just like, bam.
Before we get into, like,
porn.
The more negative sides, do you have any recommendations for people listening?
Angela White is amazing. Oh, my God, the things that woman can do.
And what's kind of stuff, if you don't mind, what kind of stuff would you watch? Would it be, like, kind of, like, realistic stuff? Or would it be kind of, like, out crazy stuff? Like, what?
All of it. All of it, to be honest. All of it. Yeah, all of it.
Any tentacles?
Name, once. But that was out of curiosity, you know. That was just like, that wasn't to get my rocks off on. That was just, you know, bada bing, bada bang. But no, nothing weird or freaky. I think that's one of the symptoms of it, is that you slowly degrade into looking for crazier stuff. I didn't really have that much, you know. Yeah.
So when did you know it was a problem?
When I felt as if I couldn't stop, and especially when I thought that it was affecting my love life or my need for affection from women, and especially when it came to not wanting to go on dates or feeling as if that part of my life was fulfilled when it wasn't fulfilled, you know, it was like I had no desires or wants to seek out romantic relationships. And I think it affected the way I even spoke to, say, my ex-girlfriend at the time, or just any women, you know. It's like I just had no desire in that sexual way away from porn, you know. It was as if that gap was filled by just now and again, and by now and again, I mean every day, watching porn. It was filled. I didn't have to go out and meet women. I didn't have to.
Yeah, you know? It was like, okay, this might be personal. I got it. Yep, was it like more satisfying to watch porn than to be with someone?
To be honest, after coming out of a long relationship, the thing that porn, I think, gave me was almost the feeling that I was still having sex, you know, that was a part of my life that, you know, because when you're in a long-term relationship, you know, and I'm sure everybody listening to this right now can agree, like, you have a lot of sex, you know, in a sexually in a good sexual life, you know, with your partner, you're having sex often. And then going from just straight away after 7 years, going from that to being single, it's like, God damn, like this part of my life that I once had every single day is now gone.
I remember in the second click house is when Craig realized he had a problem. You'd talk about it all the time. Then you'd talk about, he was like, I don't want to talk about it on stream. But then I'd hear him talk about it on stream.
Yeah. Like,
how many days he'd gone without porn, how proud you were.
Well, I mean, you know, I think sometimes people are scared to talk about this topic, or they think that it's going to reflect them as a person, but I can almost guarantee you, 50% of the men who watch this podcast, they know they watch too much pornography. They know that it does affect them in some way, I would say. That may be just an opinion that is wrong, but if you're watching porn every day and, you know, you can't sleep without watching pornography, you know, you're thinking about it when you're out doing activities, or you can't get hard when you're with a real woman. That's a very common one. You can't get hard, or you can't feel sexually aroused by real women. You have a problem and you need to address it, and it's not normal to be watching so much copious amounts. And one thing, Fruity, which is pretty funny, that shocked me, is I was on Reddit, you know, reading about other people's struggles, and they said there's something so gross when you really think about it, about watching another man fuck a woman. Like, it kind of is a bit weird, you know, when you think about it. Kind of, and you're just like sitting, salivating in your chair, like,
are you pretending to be the man, but not?
Yeah. It's a bit weird, yeah.
I remember in bloody high school, no one would talk about porn, particularly, like, yeah, women. We didn't talk about any of that stuff or nothing. I assume it'd be different for men. You're just, or like boys, you'd just talk about it and you'd be like, would you or would you not?
Because I mean,
like, oh, I went to like a Christian school too. Like, it was like, dude, if you brought that up, everyone would be looking at you weirdly for sure.
Yeah. I think people are usually a little bit turned off or disgusted by talking about sex in some ways. But I think I've always been very open with topics that other people find taboo or weird or strange. But I think if I don't talk about it, then other people aren't going to talk about it. And sometimes you have to be that motivating change that, you know, if even one guy listening to this says, hey, you know, like, I'm in a relationship. I've been watching a lot of porn lately. I haven't been pleasing my partner. She's starting to complain. Or I think a very common one, which I'm glad I didn't watch much porn when I was in a relationship, but a lot of Reddit comments and comments online, explain no longer finding your current partner attractive. And I think that is so sad and it's very common. So if a man is listening to this right now, not that women can't suffer from porn addiction, actually an advocate for porn addiction recovery is a woman who's been addicted for over 8 years. I forget her name. But if you're finding your partner less sexually attractive, it could be most likely pornography if you're watching a copious amount of it. Yeah.
I mean, like, you shouldn't, like, need it really realistically if you have a partner. Isn't that kind of the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah. To a large degree it is. But I think, you know, a healthy relationship stands through communication, and a lot of people do still watch pornography while in a relationship, but that's to the individual relationship more than anything, you know, and how they view watching porn. Yeah.
If you're in a relationship with yourself, how much like porn would you want yourself to watch? Like how much like would you limit it?
I'd say twice a week. It is something that I've learnt is okay. You know, I think that's a good separation, especially while single. I think that that's okay. It's more of the compulsive thoughts that happened. You know, it's more about doing daily tasks and thinking of, oh, like, you know, I can't wait to watch porn, you know, or oh, I'm excited to do this. And it's like, it like what nags at you,
daily
right?
Where
it's
tasks. Like, don't tell me you were on stream one time.
Oh, like washing the dishes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was on stream. Oh, my goodness, you know.
And you saw someone's username in chat and they said something, you're like, ooh, I might see if there's a category for that on porn up later today.
But I think that's when you know that it's getting bad. And also, there's this thing, Fruity, that I'm going to tell you about that lots of men talk about, but not to the degree is it's like post-nut depression, you know? After a man ejaculates, there is this really weird feeling of shame and guilt and disgust and, you know, negative feelings towards what you've just done. And I think that's heightened when you're watching porn, especially when you're watching it continuously, you know? But for me, I would say it just affected the way I viewed my romantic relationships.
Did it make you think of women differently?
No, it didn't. I know that that's a big thing that happens. It didn't make me think of women differently. It just made me think that I don't need to seek out women, that I don't need to go looking for a relationship, and I can be happy single for the rest of my life as long as I've got my job and my friends, then I don't need love. That's what it made me feel, that I don't need someone next to me romantically. And I will say this, one of the biggest positives of somebody who I think really struggled with porn addiction was when I did come out of it. Now I think that I'm very, it made me stop looking at women for their physical attributes a lot of the time. Not to say that I don't find women beautiful or I don't have preferences. You know, I am a man at the end of the day, but it did give me a lot of insight into you do want to spend the rest of your life with somebody who is a beautiful person on the inside with a good talking points, and that you can go, you know, and go rock climbing with and go have a great time with, rather than, you know, just have sex all day with them. You know, there is a difference between lust and love, definitely.
When did you say you got out of it, you think?
I would say, oh, God, I don't even...
What does your app say? How many days clean?
Oh, for days clean, I stopped counting at 3 months. I stopped counting.
Oh, damn, 3 months in a row.
Yeah, I stopped. And for the first month, it was not watching at all. And then in the second month, it would be not watching porn, but masturbating a bit more frequently, and then I was free from that point.
I remember when Cray was excited when he got like a certain amount of days, and you'd be like, I'm this day. This amount of day,
yeah, it was like 21 days, and I celebrated 12 days, 21 days, and then a month I was super happy for. Yeah, that was, I was like, hooray!
Yeah, no, Mark is always super disappointed that you didn't have much of a dating life in the Click House because of that. You know, he was like, damn, you know, Baz and Gray didn't take enough of advantage of the cool houses that we got to be in.
Yeah, get the bitches over,
get the,
you know.
Get the ladies over, you know, you talk on stream about, I got the ladies over, but it never really happened. Yeah.
No. And yeah, that I think was the biggest negative, is it made me completely stop talking to women. But like I said, it did teach me a positive lesson about talking to women as well. I don't think I talk to women anymore for sex at all, believe it or not. I'm more interested in their personality. Do I need to find them sexually attractive? Like, yes, yeah. But am I talking to them because they're good people? Undoubtedly so, yes, you know. Yeah, it did teach me that really important lesson about intimacy and things like that.
I always wondered, though, like, I know you said no, but do you think there must be cases where someone's seen something on Pornhub and they want their woman to do it, and then it's just like, it needs to be extreme stuff, you know?
Oh, undoubtedly. I think that is a dangerous side of porn, is unrealistic expectations towards sexual intercourse, or what somebody else will perform in the bedroom. Is, you know, not every woman is a porn star, you know? And I think that should, at the end of the day, be respected. If your lover doesn't want to do something with you, you must respect that, and don't dive deeper and deeper into that unrealistic expectation, you know, because it can really go down that hole of, yeah, sex is this way and it's no other way. And, you know, it doesn't, I think porn has changed a lot, but, you know, I think sex should be intimate to a degree. Me personally, I like intimacy. I like foreplay and I like love. And porn gets rid of a lot of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Porn gets rid of a lot of that. Yeah, definitely.
Unless you're in love with Angela White, then.
Unless you're in love with a porn star. Then if you're in love with a porn star and you know, your lovers, that's great. Good. You won the lottery, you know.
Oh, have you ever seen someone you know or have met on Pornhub?
Never. Never. I'd hope not.
Even like deep fakes and stuff like that? Because there are a lot. Oh. I know, because I'm there. I've seen a deep fake, and I've seen other people's, and I'm just like, oh my God, what if that pops up, you know? Like, what if that?
Fruity,
like,
I want to make it clear, I never watched your video, okay? I promise, I double swear, okay? Addiction doesn't make you into a weirdo, okay? It doesn't make you into a freak, you know?
I was just wondering if you ever seen someone pop up and you're just like, never. As someone has used it a lot, then I thought you would have seen things.
Never. Honestly, for the most part, you know, if it's popping up for you, you probably fucking searched for it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you probably went looking for it for the most part. Yeah.
Oh, I did because people in chat started saying it. It was like 2 years ago. I was like, what is this? So I had to look it up.
Star.
I had to look it up and someone deepfaked my face with something. And it was the weirdest thing to see. It's just I know that's not me, but man, that face is, they did a good job at it, and that's just so creepy to think, oh my God, the things that they've done with other people's faces, though, like with the celebrities, like the big people, like, oh my God.
I wouldn't want to see it. Good Lord,
that's too far. Just, I feel so creepy when that, knowing that that's out there.
Talking about famous people. A lot of famous people are coming out about their porn addiction, like Terry Crews. There's also a very famous bodybuilder. I'll try to find his name, but he recently came out about a cam girl addiction where he had no money in his bank account because he was giving so much money to cam girls, and he had to, and he had to face his wife, and he was so shamed that he had to turn his back and tell her. He couldn't look her in the eyes and talk to her about it. So it does really impact relationships, you know. I think that if you remove the kind of laughter or like jokiness from it, and you just see it that a dude is doing it because he does it every day and it's habit and addiction, it kind of becomes a little bit more sad, especially for those men in relationships, I think, because it does damage them.
No, that sounds horrifying. Did you ever spend money? Oh, no, it was all
never.
Free. Oh, nice.
All like free.
You got it all for free.
Thank God I didn't support sex workers. Yoink. Thanks for the content, ladies. Appreciate you.
I mean, were there ads at least, you know? Like,
I mean, you know, ad blocker and things like that. It's like, you know, I'm a bit scummy with it, you know? Yeah. But, you know, it does vary in degrees from guy to guy. And it does also impact women, believe it or not. I think the reason why men are so affected by it is the release of dopamine and all of those kind of the chemical imbalance that can happen. There's like
yeah, but don't you a feel
lot going
like
on now.
Shit after, didn't you say post-nut depression? Don't you just feel bad after?
Exactly. And that's that like the chemistry imbalance, you know, like it does slam you pretty hard and it can be very, very intense for a lot of guys. Yeah, definitely.
I went to a sex show once, Gray.
Did you now? Well, it looks like we got a little porn addict over here. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the female side of porn addiction. Let's go. Yeah, open up. It's okay.
In 2013, I went to Amsterdam on a Kentucky tour, and that was the thing that we could sign up for. We can optionally, you know, see if we could join. Oh, actually, I'm having some memories.
Flashbacks. Oh, God.
Oh, because I got up on the stage, actually. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. So the sex show in Amsterdam was pretty cool. It's like, I think everyone does it. I think we probably would have seen it if TwitchCon, because TwitchCon was in Amsterdam, we probably would have went there. It's like one of those tourist attraction things. Maybe not, like, not everyone goes to it. But anyway, that's not the point. We went there as a Kentucky tour.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'd have this like rotating platforms and various different couples of different sizes and different genders and different whatever were just doing whatever they wanted on this rotating platform, and it was pretty intense, man. That was something. I felt like a bit of a pervert. Then they had the section where this beautiful big dude came out and was looking for an audience participant, and everyone pointed at me in the Kentucky group. So
what?
I got up on stage.
What?
I don't really remember. Oh, me and a friend got up on stage, and then
Marcus!
In the end, she got the thong he was wearing.
Listen, when we were talking about porn addiction, I didn't think we could get any more grosser. You disgust me.
Excuse me? It was a fun show, okay? The red light district is a beautiful place.
Oh, my God, I thought I was sexually repressed. Oh, my God, you went to sex shows left, right, and center.
I went to one sex
show. No, that sounds 10 times worse than anything I've ever seen, let me tell you.
I have a question to you to change the subject. Is strip clubs and the sort. What do you think about like strip clubs?
I actually have a lot of opinions about this kind of stuff. I don't think porn addiction, at least in my case, it didn't relate to my actual sex drive, if that makes sense. It didn't, like when I go to strip clubs, I wouldn't really say that I'm ever like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, oh my God, I'm so turned on right now. Or even like, oh, you know, I'm more there because my friends went, to be honest with you. But yeah, I don't think porn addiction reflects somebody's addiction with sex or sexual acts or being a sexual person. I believe it or not, when it comes to the bedroom, I'd say I'm quite shy. Believe it or not, I really do think
you're shy.
I really do think I'm quite shy when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's just that I think for so many men, it just fills the gap. You know, I think that people who are addicted to strip clubs or
it's more boredom, you know, is what you're talking about. Like
possibly, yeah. Well, my thing was boredom. Yeah. My thing was more boredom, nothing to do, and you know, you get a little sad sometimes, but I know that it sounds a bit hypocritical that by, you know, watching porn, you get sadder. But, you know, when you're a bit lonely, it kind of does feel that hole, you know, that you needed to be filled. It can really fuck with you in that way to where you're feeling as if you're doing something, but you're not doing it, you know. And I think almost people who go to strip clubs or people who go and seek escorts or prostitution, etc., I think that's a very different thing. I think that's extremely different. I think porn addiction can lead people to that, almost like a gateway, you know, and I don't really like that term, like gateway drug or like gateway behavior, but I do think maybe porn addiction and sex addiction are like closely, they're cousins of each other.
But yeah, no, strip clubs is more of a thing that you go to with friends, I say. I don't know. There's some people for most people addicted to it. There would be some people that really just are addicted to it.
Oh, big time.
I feel like it'd be easier to get addicted to porn than to addicted to strip clubs. It's like a lot less name attached to your porn. Like if you're in a strip club, you have your card, you have the name connected to your credit card and stuff, and that's all ties back to you. Like you can't avoid that. But porn apps like a bit more
secret, a bit more
anonymous. Yeah. No, because we've been to a fair share of strip clubs. Actually, not too many with you, actually. It's more with some other...
I've been to four.
Yeah, no, I've been to quite a few with people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a fun time for most of it. But it's weird, isn't it? Like, thinking about it now, just thinking about times that there's just... I don't know.
I don't think it's weird. I don't think strip clubs are weird, but... I think it's, for me, like, strip clubs are disconnected from sex for me. Or they're disconnected from, like, which I think
I'd say so.
And that's where I'm, like, highlighting that difference, you know?
Oh, there's some stories I got to tell a later podcast, actually thinking about strip clubs and, and like, some places we've been to. But it doesn't feel right to talk about it now, to be honest with you.
It's not right to talk about strip clubs while talking about porn addiction.
I have one more thing I was going to ask about addiction, and I've forgotten it. So I'd like to note that me and Cray don't really talk about this stuff at all, me and him specifically. So this is kind of like, I don't know. I feel like you would be a bit more open if, like, Baz and Marcus were around. He would be like, buddy, you'd be talking about it way more in depth for sure. But we don't really have that type of relationship where we talk about it.
I mean, I kind of disagree. It's more that I don't think the specifics of, you know, how I masturbate matter. You know, it's more like I know that people really do struggle with this and, you know, somebody listening could just now be realizing this kind of thing, because for me to realize what was happening, it took Reddit. It took scrolling through and I found this thing called NoFap, and everyone was just talking about, like, how down they feel watching porn every day and how, like, awful it makes them and how they're no longer seeking out relationships. And then I thought to myself, like, that's me, you know, like, that is me. I feel the exact same way. And I think so many people listening to even this will feel the same way. It's so much, it's so much more common than people will like to admit, because there's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. And some people, Fruity, have been dealing with it for 8 years plus, forever and ever and ever. You know, like, they have just been going and going and going and going, and they never talk about it, you know? Somebody, I'll tell you this, Fruity, right now, somebody we know, right? More than one person we know that is a male has been addicted to porn and will not talk to you about it and will not admit it. 110%.
And probably doesn't think it's a problem too.
Exactly.
No, it seems like it's something that could just very quietly kill your relationships, or at least the intimacy you get from the relationships you have.
And I mean, for, like, men to come out like Terry Crews and to be talking about this, I think is really brave, and it's very powerful, you know, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big and strong you are as a man. The most manliest man you've ever met in your entire life at the club or at a bar or just in passing could be just straight up addicted to porn, you know? Like, it's not so much a... People like to link it to sex. It's not so much sex, you know? It's not... It's more filling a void that you don't have, which I think is a little sad.
Yeah, no, the only thing I can ever relate an addiction to is an addiction to League of Legends.
Oh, now we're talking!
But yeah, it was more like I had nothing else going on. I was bored, so I was like, okay,
why not?
Let's just do this again.
Exactly.
Then if it went bad or good, that would affect my mood for the rest of the day. But that's it, yeah. And you really would just stop talking to people because you have this other fulfilling... Well, it's not really fulfilling, but it's like It fills the void.
It does. And that's the thing that I wish people knew about porn addiction is, again and again, I'll keep saying it. It's not so, like, everybody listening to this masturbates, you know? it's when that masturbation actually doesn't become about sexual attraction and it just becomes habit and compulsiveness and just to do it because you've done it for ages and you've done it every day to fill a void of time or need or want. That's when it becomes a real problem, when you feel like you are losing control of your behavior, you know, and I just wish people didn't feel so much shame about talking to it, because so many people do go through it and so many people are so embarrassed to bring it up. And I think it's kind of lucky in a way that it did happen to me, because I am willing to talk about it. You know, I don't care if somebody was listening to this and said, ew, that's gross. It's like, fuck you, dude. It's like, you're gross, lol. You're gross because you keep it repressed. That's what's gross, you know. It's not opening up and sharing and helping others, you know. That's important.
God, people, we're so concerned about what other people think of us, aren't we?
We are. Definitely are.
I don't blame people for keeping things hidden, but it does feel better having things said.
Yeah, especially this, because it's very new, right? Like, research is only starting to come out now, and people are only starting to recognize this as an issue now, because I think that was a major factor, Fruity, is people not taking it serious. You know, they just laugh it off. You wouldn't believe the amount of men that I think really do just laugh it off. Like, there'll be some guy or even woman listening to this right now who's like, yeah, right, you know. But then when they're at the age of 27 and they're my age and they haven't dealt with it like I have, they'll be alone, you know. And I think that's really, really sad, because you're double alone with porn addiction. You're filling a fake void. And the minute I stopped being addicted to porn, I became, I don't know, it's as if testosterone flooded into my body almost. And it's like, I started doing things. I bought a car. I started looking towards buying a house and, you know, talking to women and talking to friends and being more outgoing, even during the COVID stuff. It's like, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Isolation would make them stats rise up. I remember at the very beginning of isolation, they had like a... Didn't they have like a deal or something? I'm not sure how Pornhub did. I remember they had
Pornhub
like a massive
deals.
Advertisement at the very beginning, because it's like, you have nothing else to do. Watch.
it's you're bored. Just watch it, lol, you know? Yeah.
Because, yeah, there would be increased amount of people doing it.
Definitely.
Because you don't have the option to go see people. Oh. Some people don't have the option.
Oh, and just another good point, Fruity, is never forget, this is the most copious amount of entertainment on the internet. Just to bring that back again, it is the most watched, most viewed, most clicked on entertainment on the internet. You know, it beats everything. It's crazy. You know, what was it? It's like, I don't know if this stat is real. It's like 50% of the internet is pornography or something. It's everywhere. It's a moneymaker. It's a huge industry. And then people are afraid to talk about the negatives of that as if there are none. And I think that's really... really a bit upsetting, you know.
That is such a bullshit statistic.
yeah, it's some, yeah. What is it though? There is some crazy stat about how much of the internet is porn. It's some crazy.
This thing says 30%. I don't know when that was. Oh, it's 2013. Was this one?
Oh, that's 4%. Ages away. 4% now. Wow, YouTube what? Coming up. You know. But yeah, you search how much of the internet is porn. It's interesting that the first link comes up is the truth about porn. And it says pornography can harm in three ways: individual, relationships, and society. You know, it is quite crazy the new levels of research that are coming out about it. Like, just have a look at this link here, Fruity, and it'll blow your absolute mind at all the peer-reviewed studies that are coming out about it, you know?
Truthaboutporn.org.
It's quite fascinating.
You know, looking at this other stat, and it's like 87% of males between 18-35 watch porn at least weekly, and it's only 28% of women who do the same.
Yeah.
Damn, women, you got up your game.
Yeah, what you doing?
Prove these statistics, man.
Hey.
Can't let men
catch up, ladies. Catch up. It's time to catch up. Come on now.
I'm glad you decided just to say catch up instead of something weird. I felt like you were about to. I'm about to, but you're resistant.
No.
You clap props to McRae for being super mature this podcast. Super mature. He's had ample opportunity to make many inappropriate jokes, and he's decided not to.
Thank you. I'm telling you, things have changed. I'm still funny, but when something serious comes up, I've been buckling down and being serious about it, you know?
Does this mean you're going to start seeking women again?
Yes.
Oh, drama. Gossip. Oh, my God. Talk about it. Let's talk.
Tell the streamer, babes. Tell the YouTube ladies.
For real, I'm this on the time. Hunt you
for
know,
wifey. He... For wifey, though. For wifey.
All those times we called out, like, oh, any ladies listening, hit me up. He was actually asking you to hit up. But now.
That was all for a JK, you know.
I think this is a good podcast.
Yeah. I think that was short, sweet. I'm sorry for talking so much, Fruity. Damn.
I didn't really have much to add on my own apartment.
Yeah, you're just like, what's
politics
then?
I only just have silly stories I have. And I don't, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about strip clubs next, and you can you'll talk, okay?
Oh, that place you do most that of the talking. We went to. Oh, my God. Let's just say YouTubers.
Let's expose some of these YouTubers.
YouTubers
check
are
out
crazy
the next person. Podcast. YouTubers, they do be...
We'll do it down the track. No rush. You guys are patient. You've sat here and, well, or been doing things and listened for 31 episodes they've listened to. That's crazy.
What?
The craziest thing is that we've filmed every week for like 7 months, Cray.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. What? That's so consistent.
I've never been so consistent with something in my life other than my porn addiction.
With that note, thanks. Oh, we actually need to read comments. That's right. I thought that was a great way to end.
Oh, comments.
To be honest
with
you.
Yeah, it was. It was a good one-liner, huh?
And on iTunes, we've got the best garbage loser saying, God, I could listen to this podcast forever with the number 4. I'm so hooked. Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, garbage loser. And we got another one from Lord Thanos Poopy Pants. I'm hooked. I've been here since episode 1, and I'm glad I made the decision. And to listen to it, to listen to it. Lufu is awesome and crazy as funny as. Keep up the great work. Thank you, dude. Thank
like
you
I've
very
much.
I've
seen that username before. Like, he may
Lord
have commented.
Poopy Pants.
I feel like he may have commented from one of the earlier episodes.
He's part of the scene. He's part of the scene. You know, he's out there.
He's part of the community. Yep. You know.
He's in the comment community.
Thank you,
everyone.
This one, and I was more serious.
But still good. Still interesting, I think.
But still interesting, for sure. So that's us.
Goodbye, my friends.
You end it. Say something weird. Say something like you.
Don't watch too much porn, okay? It's not good. Not good in Targ. It is bad in Targ. It is bad. Goodbye, my friends.